It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
King, why the people, if you're ready to rock, let me hear you scream. And if you really, really came to party, then let me hear everybody say, we came to party.
We came to party.
Everybody put your hands together like this. Come on, clap.
Yeah.
Let me hear you clap.
Come on, everybody.
Everybody clap.
Yeah.
Let me hear you clap. Now here's a funky beat.
That's the kind of music we get down to on the Darren Copeland Experience on a hump day. Also known as a Wednesday. You're halfway through the week, folks.
More
congratulations.
Than halfway.
That's right. Well, I guess unless they're actually working right now, in which case they're like halfway.
It's like half and half?
Yeah, they're halfway.
Half and half.
If they've already been to work and they're home, then they're more than halfway.
I got terrible news.
Okay, what's the news?
I just got terrible news that came across my phone.
Okay, what is it?
Colorado Rapids lost to LA Galaxy 3-1.
Well, that was to be expected.
They'd
right?
won four straight at home.
Okay.
They were looking to get into the playoff hunt.
How?
Well, they won four straight at home.
All you've said all year is how truly terrible they are, that they're just awful, awful. How could they even still be able to get into the playoffs if they've been that
because
bad?
Because they won four straight at home.
So if you win four straight, that automatically puts you in the race to be in the playoffs?
Well, I mean,
is everybody else in the league
bad? It's
kind
of like hockey. No, well, not all of them, but most. It's like every year in MLS, there's two or three good teams and the rest of them are all around the same.
Okay. So they might be in last place, but...
They're not in last place anymore.
Okay.
They are in second to last place in the Western Conference, and they are fourth from the last in all of the MLS.
So what would they need to do to get into the playoffs?
Kill a bunch of people from the other team.
So they're basically what you're saying is they're not going to the playoffs.
Well, the problem is you just can't lose games at home.
Why? I mean, you shouldn't lose games anywhere.
Well, and I've said this on the show from the pitch on Sundays from 4 to 6, that you can't, especially if you're Colorado, you cannot give up home games.
Okay.
Because you have this advantage that you live at this altitude, therefore you should be tearing teams apart.
Okay.
And
well, you should be using that to your advantage, yes.
Yes. Last year, the difference, okay, so 3 years ago, the Avs were terrible. 2 years ago, the Avs were terrible. Last year, the Avs were good. They didn't lose at home.
Okay.
All year. This year, they've lost at least twice, maybe three times at home.
How many games do you play?
34.
So they play 34 games.
Yep.
So 17 at home, 17 on the road.
I said there'd be no math.
That was just a quick breakdown what 34 divided by 2 is.
Yeah, put a couple A's and B's in there, dude, just to make it even worse for me.
So they play 17. So if you lose two or three at home and you win the rest of your games at home, that's not terrible.
Yeah, but when you're not winning on the road, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I get that. So they're not winning on the road either.
And the other thing is ties, you can have ties. So, you know, maybe you don't get a win, but you get a tie at home. So
that's awful.
Well,
I hate ties.
Yeah, we call those Boulder victories.
I don't like ties.
We call them like Boulder victories. Doesn't that sound better?
No.
Boulder victories. Everybody wins.
Nobody wins.
Everybody wins.
No.
Including your sister.
Nobody wins in a tie. Hence, it's a tie.
Well, nobody loses.
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean everybody wins.
Well, nobody loses, therefore the opposite of nobody loses, everybody wins.
No, I don't think that's the opposite of nobody loses. Well, like, you just get a draw and you go home.
Yeah, yay.
It's not a win. I don't know what's happening in the game. Like, everyone's just kind of standing around looking at something. I mean, seriously, it's like the game is just... Maybe there's a 10-run rule in Major League Baseball now, and they're just
calling
the game.
There is not a 10-run rule because the Rockies would have had it against them at least once and would have given it to someone else at least once this year.
There should be. There should be a 10-run rule. See, I don't... Alex, have you been watching, keeping an eye? Do you know what's happening here?
No, I stopped paying attention at 14.
When they scored 14, it's like, okay, done.
Like, this is done.
Okay, so it looks like from what I am...
Maybe the sprinklers came on.
It could be. It looks hot.
It does. It looks... So, I'm out today.
I mowed the lawn today. I almost died.
That sounds awful. Don't you have teenage kids in your neighborhood? Who
yeah,
do
they
it?
Throw eggs at my house.
Do they really?
Once. I didn't catch them. Or
else why?
What?
Why do they throw eggs at your place?
Probably because I didn't pay for their stupid, we're going to try and win the world championship with these coupons. Can you buy some? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll show you.
Someone's singing at the top
okay,
of the
lungs. Okay, so it must be the middle of the seventh inning.
It just seems like, look, the Blues just standing there. They're just chatting.
Well, they just quit. They just finished singing, take me out to the ballgame.
Oh, that seems weird, though. They don't normally show that on. Oh, well.
Maybe they came back early.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe they did the God Bless America before. They sometimes do that. They're going to do it tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's a day game.
Okay.
Maybe they just do it for day games for some weird reason.
And there's Dinger.
No, they do the day game. God Bless America Dinger. Every seventh inning.
Or not all. No, they don't.
Everyone I've been to.
Night games?
Yeah, they did it last night too.
Oh, they're bringing someone back out. Maybe he was injured. Maybe the umpire got injured.
Maybe he had to take a leak.
You know what? If you're going to stop a Major League Baseball game because you had to take a leak, you should be fired.
Well, here's what's so interesting about that is he's coming out of the middle, and it's a longer walk to the bat. I know where the bathroom is there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I'm downstairs, when I'm getting ready to go into the visitors, I'll need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
All those Cokes I'm drinking during the game.
Yeah.
And so there's a closer one. If you go into the dugout, it's right there. I mean, it's right there. I've used that one too.
Yeah, I mean that's what the players use, and it's you don't have to go all the way back into the lot. It's right there. So just use the dugout bathroom. I don't know. It seems very weird. Everyone who's just
maybe you had to find out who number two worked for.
Number one.
Who does number two work for?
I will tell you a movie that. So I'm not going to watch Cars. I know you keep trying to get me to watch Cars.
Cars is spectacular. And you'll love it.
I'm not going to watch it. But I'll tell you what I am going to watch. Despicable Me 3 is coming out.
Despicable Me 1 is great.
Fantastic.
Despicable Me 2, eh.
I liked it. I enjoyed
it.
It
was okay. You said you never listened. You never watched those type of movies.
That one I liked because it was a bad guy, and I always root for the bad guy. I like those movies.
Okay.
I saw Minions. I watched Minions, actually, on the flight.
Minions is funny.
I watched Minions on the flight back from D.C. On Monday. Good movie.
Good movie.
So I'm excited to see Despicable Me 3 because he goes back to being a villain.
Yeah, but his wife.
His wife? They both lose their jobs.
Yeah, but I don't think she's really villainous.
Well, he's not really villainous. Like, he wants to be. He stole the moon.
No, he did steal the moon. He gave it back. But before that, I mean, he stole the Eiffel Tower from Las Vegas. He stole, I mean, look what he did to the guy's. Look what he did to the guy's yard, his next door neighbor's yard.
What did he do to the guy's yard?
He would take his dog-ish thing, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And like let it pee in the yard.
Pure evil, I tell you.
That is pure evil.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. There are a lot of movies out there I actually want to see. I haven't seen Alien yet, and there's just no excuse for that. I should go see Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! Did you hear about that guy who, some movie theaters around the country were doing female only.
Oh, right. Yes. Wonder Woman.
If anything Wonder Woman needs is to be like coddled. The queen of the Amazons.
Right.
With her invisible plane and her whip and her chains. I mean, she's a dominatrix. She's the best.
It's the lasso of truth.
Yeah, and the whip of fury.
Doesn't have a whip. Wonder Woman does not have a whip. She has a lasso of truth.
Maybe that was just Linda Carter.
I don't think Linda Carter had a whip either. She doesn't have a whip. It's a lasso of truth.
It would be better if she did have a whip.
See, now you're just objectifying her. You're not seeing her as a true Amazon queen. She is.
No, I'm seeing her as Linda Carter. But Gal Gadot is pretty good too. Like
who?
She's good at Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah, no, she's, I'm really hoping this movie's good because it would be nice if they could actually do a movie featuring DC characters that's actually good.
Yeah, I just, I'm happy to see all these heroes mm-hmm. actually showing you why they're so good. It's the same reason why with the Batman with the Joker is Heath Ledger was the Joker.
Yeah.
Like, that is the reason why the Joker is scary, is because that, well, right? And I would like to see Wonder Woman really whooping up on some people.
Well, yeah. And Heath Ledger, to be fair, was the first time you really saw a truly frightening Joker.
Yes.
Truly frightening.
Yes.
So sad.
So sad it killed him.
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
What are we talking about?
Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.